Western Europe received the first reports that something happened 2 days after the accident, thanks to news from Sweden and Finland, whose scientists had detected heightened levels of radiation. However, in Czechoslovakia, which was a member of the Eastern Bloc, there was hardly any information at all, says historian Dr. Jan Kalous.
Občané tehdejšího Československa se nedozvěděli vůbec nic.
Czechoslovak citizens had not been informed about the catastrophe at this time at all. What's more, the information that they did get said that the inhabitants of the local towns and villages had been evacuated. However, this wasn't completely true. There are authentic images showing the inhabitants of Pripyat, a town 5 kilometers away from the power plant, walking around with small children, and all the while you can see soldiers in chemical suits around.
Kolem nich procházejí vojáci v chemických oblecích.
The Czechoslovak authorities agreed to react to the catastrophe by forming a special commission. However, the commission first met only 5 days after the accident. In fact, to prevent what the authorities called a, I quote, crowd psychosis, the state went ahead and held its traditional large-scale May 1st celebrations. And so, while in Austria frantic measures were being enacted and the public was being informed about how to stay safe, in neighbouring Czechoslovakia, people could be seen outside sunbathing and holding public marches en masse on Labour Day. What is worse is that this wasn't a case of mass-scale obfuscation across the entire Eastern Bloc. Many other states in that region acted differently, says Dr. Kalous.
Byla různorodá, protože v Maďarsku a Polsku byly informace.
There were different levels of reaction. In Hungary and in Poland, information was far more accessible than in East Germany and Czechoslovakia. That means that Hungarian and Polish citizens were able to prepare and protect themselves far better than those in Czechoslovakia.
Na základě zveřejněných informací mohli lépe připravit a chránit.
Even as late as May 5th and 6th, Rudé Právo, the main Czechoslovak newspaper, dispelled what it called a Western campaign of lies.
The recent accident at one of the reactors of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant has become a basis for a Western campaign of lies by various representatives of anti-Sovietism and anti-communism. It has even impacted sport.
The latter reference was to the Peace Race, a multiple-stage bicycle race held annually in the Eastern Bloc, which took place on May 6th around the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, in close proximity to Chernobyl. Western countries were wary of sending their cyclists to the race. Czechoslovakia did, however, with only one cyclist managing to avoid it.